Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're targeting one of the most stubborn aspects of aging, geriatric tendon health.
It's a huge issue.
Our mission is to give you some quick advanced knowledge on how strategic nutrition can actually help reverse that loss of mobility.
That's right. And the core issue, it's not just that tendons get weak. It's that tissues like the Achilles or the rotator cuff, they lose elasticity.
And they lose their compliance.
Exactly. They get stiff, brittle. And the big insight here is realizing that tendons aren't just static ropes. They are dynamic, and they're governed by their own internal circadian clock.
So the solution here is it's pretty sophisticated. It's a dual approach using chrononutrition, so timing, and what are called senolytic pulses.
Right, for cellular clearance.
Yeah.
But before we get to the fix, we really have to look at the three molecular drivers of this stiffness.
Okay.
First up, you have the pentosidine problem. This is a chemistry thing. Non-enzymatic glycation.
So basically a slow reaction between sugars and proteins.
You got it. Pentosidine builds up, it locks the collagen fibers together, and you get a tendon that's strong, but just cannot stretch.
So simple glucose management is as critical as any exercise, really. But it's not just stiffness, is it? The healthy tissue is actually being degraded.
Precisely. That brings us to cellular senescence. We call them zombie cells.
The zombie cells.
Yeah, these are old tendon cells, tendinocytes, that stop dividing, but they refuse to die. They just hang around.
And they're not just passive, are they?
Not at all. They actively pump out this toxic inflammatory waste product. It's called SASP.
And this SAP cocktail, what does it do?
It's nasty stuff. It includes things like IL-6 and enzymes that literally eat the healthy collagen matrix around them. It destroys the tissue from the inside out.
Wow. Okay, so the tissue is brittle. It's being poisoned. Is there a third driver in how it all repairs itself?
Absolutely. The third driver is what we call molecular jet lag. In youth, procollagen synthesis happens when you rest, and assembly happens when you're active. In the elderly, that internal tendon clock just it gets dampened. It's desynchronized.
And the result is a mess.
Total mess. Okay. You're building disorganized thin collagen fibrils because the materials show up at the wrong time.
Okay, so let's get to the fix. The circadian rhythm maintenance protocol, we need to act as Zeitgebers or time givers to reset that clock.
And we do that by splitting the intervention. 2 days a week, we use this protocol. In the morning, it's all about substrate availability.
The tensile primer citrus gelatin shot.
Right. You take it 45 to 60 minutes before any movement. This uses that sponge mechanism we talked about. The movement literally drives the nutrients into the tendon.
So what are the key building blocks in that morning shot?
You've got hydrolyzed collagen, obviously, vitamin C, which is an absolute must and obligate cofactor,
yeah,
and crucially, copper.
Copper? Why copper?
Copper is required for lysyl oxidase. That's the enzyme that acts as the final glue that cross-links the collagen fibers together.
I see. Then for that nocturnal synthesis phase, you've got the Golden Matrix Glycine Nightcap. I love that name.
It's a great two-for-one. Mm. You get the high glycine content from the gelatin for repair, and glycine is well-known to promote sleep quality.
Okay, so we're building structure. Now let's talk about clearing the damage. This is where it gets really interesting for me. The senolytic pulse.
The hit-and-run clearance strategy. This is a targeted pulse, just 3 to 4 days a month, to kill those zombie cells.
So we're triggering apoptosis cell death, but just in the bad cells, using specific phytochemicals. What's the morning pulse look like?
So we want to maximize fisetin intake with the fisetin flow smoothie. And the technique is key. You use freeze-dried strawberry powder.
My freeze-dried?
It concentrates the fisetin tenfold. You have to combine it with a fat source, like flaxseed oil, because fisetin is fat-soluble. It needs that for absorption.
Got it. And the evening pulse?
That's the allium extraction senolytic broth. Again, it is all about technique. You do a prolonged simmer, 45 to 60 minutes, of red onion skins and capers.
Red onion skins.
That's where the quercetin is. The skins and capers are the densest source we know of. The simmering leaches the senolytic compounds right into the broth.
So what this all means for you, the learner, is that this is a sophisticated approach. It's combining structural input, inflammation reduction, and that crucial molecular clock regulation.
And for some acute relief, there's a great functional recipe. The Jambu analgesic potash. It uses Acmella oleracea, the toothache plant.
Right.
It's active compound, spilintol. It gives you this tingling, numbing sensation. It helps with pain, but it also stimulates saliva, which is great for countering age-related dry mouth.
But a final word of caution, these are high-dose nutritional pulses. We have to be careful. Ingredients like ginger, turmeric, even avocado can have mild anticoagulant effects.
A very important point to make.
So for you, the learner, this raises a critical question. When you're integrating powerful dietary interventions like these, how crucial is it to monitor your INR levels? Especially if you're already on blood thinners like warfarin. That's your next dive.